Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Niagara District Common Council member David Rivera is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Lifeline. A proposal presented yesterday to the Common Council is urging the city to take a stand against the war in the Middle East and adopt a resolution calling for a ceasefire. David, you know, we're seeing this displayed on college campuses. Is this an issue that you believe is resonating with city residents?
Well, Susan, first of all, the resolution that they filed is for consideration. It has not been adopted. To be perfectly honest, I don't believe that there is presently enough support for that particular resolution. However, there will be another resolution that deals primarily with humanitarian aid to the children and the people in need in Gaza. Without getting into the merits of the war, we know that since the war started following the attack on Israel on October the 7th, there has been a humanitarian crisis within that area. And the only thing we ask for is for the warring factions to adhere to humanitarian laws and allow aid to get to where it needs to get to without getting into, you know, the policies of the war or the merits of the war. Our resolution deals primarily with the humanitarian crisis that's going on there.
You know, quite frankly, why get into any of it? I mean, we've seen this, I understand, around the country, some big cities. I mean, a lot of them have been kind of mocked for doing exactly this, throwing a big celebration. But why does Buffalo's Common Council need to pass a resolution of anything about a war happening on the other side of the world?
Well, you know, it's not like we're detached from what's going on around the world. People have families. People have friends. To watch the destruction and the agony and the suffering and the starvation and humanitarian organizations unable to reach people in need. I think we all value human lives, whether we're here or anywhere else. And I think it's just a matter of valuing human lives.
Do you find that you're kind of being pulled in both directions from the speakers yesterday by both pro-Palestinians and pro-Israelis?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, we had members from the Jewish community, the Muslim community, the Christian community, come in support of or in opposition to the resolution that was presented yesterday in the form that it was presented. But we do have people from the Muslim, the faith-based community, the community at large that see and hear on radio, on television. They actually see it, the human suffering. And they're moved to try to do something. I mean, there are laws just to protect innocent combatants, and this is all it is. Without getting involved into the merits of the war, it's a complex issue, and I don't think it's going to be solved by the Common Council. I agree with you. The resolution we filed is non-binding, but we do represent, we do have a voice in this democracy, and that's what we're using. We're using our voice.
Do you feel at all that the council is kind of being used by certain groups as a platform to get some of these points across, right? There was a large contingent at the meeting yesterday bringing a lot of attention to this issue. You know, frankly, at a forum where you wouldn't necessarily think you would see it.
Yes, we understand we can be pulled in different directions. And that is the reason that the Common Council is looking at this very carefully, the wording of the resolution. We don't want to inject ourselves into a conflict, but we do care about and we value the lives of many people, innocent combatants that are suffering right now in real time. And that's the extent of our resolution.
David, are you aware of other U.S. cities, even cities here in New York, that have done this?
Yes. Rochester, I believe there are a few cities. Rochester, I believe Albany. There are cities throughout the United States that have done this, perhaps gone further than this Common Council would go. I mean, we're dealing specifically with humanitarian aid. We're not getting into, you know, the policies and the merits of the war and how long the war is going on and demands made on Israel or the Palestinians. We're not getting into any of that. It's strictly humanitarian aid.
Well, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. David, while we have you on the line here, have to ask, where is the Common Council in the budget process? Big waves made just last week with the proposed budget and that tax increase. Where do things stand?
Well, right now, as it stands, it's a tough budget. We've seen the rate increases in user fees and taxes. I'm concerned about the budget because it does not reduce the burden on the taxpayers. It's saying, hey, let's just tax. Let's not look at cuts. And that's my concern. I think there has to be a combination. I think we need to reduce the burden of the tax increase on the taxpayers. 9% tax increase without cuts, it doesn't, I mean, to me, I can't support a budget that does not have cuts that reduces the tax burden on people. But I'm only one of 9 council members.
And what kind of a deadline does the council have on this budget?
We have to the middle of May to approve or amend the budget. We're meeting today in council. Well, not in council chambers. We're meeting in room 1417. To go over the budget once again with department heads. Then after that, we're going to hold a public meeting where the public gets to come in and comment on the budget. I hope that people are paying close attention to what is being proposed and they do show up to the public meeting. And then after that, we're going to vote on the budget. I'm hopeful that other council members find ways to reduce the burden. I don't think we should approve the budget as is right now with all the increases. Yes, we need to operate the city and we need to provide services. But we also have to look where we can cut, we can tighten things up, perhaps eliminate duplication. We just have to find ways to reduce the burden on the taxpayers.
Well, David, thank you for the time this morning. Really do appreciate it. Buffalo Common Council member David Rivera joining us live here on WBEM.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.